I attended church from early childhood. I had always wondered what God was like, but at church, they only said that God was light, an entity of love. They were unable to explain him in detail. I wanted to know with that intention God had in creating human beings. What his purpose was in trying to save us through the Savior, what happens when a person dies, if there really has heaven and a hell. And if there were, what it looked like in detail. However, whichever church I went to, they only emphasized faith vaguely and in a hazy manner. In hopelessness and frustration, I ultimately stopped going to church. I was unable to overcome the misery of life, so I decided to commit suicide. That was when I was 16 years old. The day that I had planned to commit suicide was supposed to be a week later. And with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I ended up going to the church I am attending now. I was able to feel the Lord in a new way, and I learned clearly through the words of the Bible about God's history and his true heart towards humankind. I learned clearly about salvation and about heaven and hell. There is a pastor who taught me each day to live a life that is worthy of going to heaven. He became a mentor of faith to me. The stories that are portrayed here in this video were the word of my pastor received from the Holy Son after effortful prayer. Also, the stories of heaven that will be introduced to you soon after were real life stories that each of those people saw, heard and experienced because they prayed and were deemed worthy by the Holy Son. And thus, took their spirits to heaven to experience it firsthand. The fact that heaven exists is a sign that God truly loves us. God wants everyone to come to heaven, but not everyone can. Even though the people who claim to believe in God and the Lord. There are so many more people who go to hell than one would imagine. The way to heaven is a narrow gate. The misunderstood concept that just anyone who believes in the Lord will go to heaven is probably the biggest stumbling block on the path to heaven. There are a path and a method is going to heaven. Therefore, the effort that we must put forth in going to heaven is much more detailed than what one may think. Some people even tell me that I am preaching lies because I paint about heaven and hell. However, it is only that the physical eye cannot see them. But that does not mean that the actual heaven and hell will disappear, simply because people say that they do not exist. Wherever you believe they exist or not, I felt that proclaiming what is correct in God's eyes is a righteous act, so without being conscious of people's perspective and words, I mustered up the courage to make this video. To those of you who, through these real-life stories, can hear the earnest voice of God and the Holy Son and are inspired, I believe that this video will be the shortcut path to heaven. This video was prepared by the Holy Son for such people. I sincerely pray that all of you will find the treasure of heaven through this video, and that you will challenge yourself to go the ultimate heaven. Everyone all over the world, come to life. There is a purpose God had created human beings. God the Creator had a purpose in creating human beings. If there was no such purpose, he would not have created human beings. The absolute deities, God, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Son, spend more than 13.7 billion years to create the great universe, so that they can create the earth. Furthermore, they spent over 4.5 billion years to create the earth, so that they can create human beings. They spent hundreds of thousands of years to create the body of a human being, so that they can create its spirit. Ultimately, the purpose of creating the spirit is so that the body of that spirit will believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Son and the Messiah, believe and obey their word, transform into a spirit of heaven, become a perfected spirit, and live in heaven forever with the Trinity as their counterpart. This is the purpose of creating the heaven and the earth, human beings, and their spirits. God's purpose is the eternal, beautiful, majestic and mysterious purpose of love. Your lifespan of 80 to 90 years in the duration of needed to make your spirit perfect. Your lives were not created simply for your physical body to end after living in this world. It was God's purpose of creation for you to come into my kingdom and live together forever in love. This is my purpose of salvation. Existence of the spirit and its traits. 1 Corinthians 15:44. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Just as there is a body of a human being, there is also a spirit. The physical body cannot ever go to heaven. It is our spirit, which has been changed through God's word and deeds of righteousness, that inherits heaven. Spirit's transformation. When we eat fruit or various other foods with our mouth, they get absorbed into our flesh and bones and make us strong. In the same way, all the deeds of the physical body get absorbed by the spirit and transform it. The spiritual world is a diverse world. The spiritual world does not consist of only two worlds, heaven and hell. Just as there are 7 billion people in the world with all different degrees of goodness and evil. Both the good spiritual and the evil spiritual world are divided into thousands of types. In the Bible, it is written that evil spiritual world are divided into spiritual prison, Hades, abyss, furnace of fire, sea of fire, hell, etc. And the good spiritual world are divided into paradise and heaven. Furthermore, even in heaven, it is divided into many various places, according to the time period and the level of love. What kind of a place in heaven? Heaven is a treasure hidden in a field. Matthew 13:44, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Heaven is like a priceless and shiny treasure that people in this world would cherish much more than anything. It is a world that is hidden, so people just do not know about it. Heaven is really a hidden world that people do not know about. Heaven is a world of love. Heaven is a place where we can become one in the heart through love. Thus, we can understand each other's hearts and act on it without having to say too much, unlike this world. Heaven is similarities world of the love of the mind. Thus, the joy of eternal love is never ending. Heaven is a world of love where we live as the counterparts of love only to the Holy Trinity, and love them perfectly as we obey only the word of the Holy Trinity. Heaven is a world of order. It would be unfair if a person got saved and went to heaven after living an average life. And a person who went to heaven after working hard were to end up in the same place in heaven. Therefore, according to our deeds in this world and merits of righteousness, our positions and blessings of life in heaven are determined. Heaven is a world that displays your spirit's heart, mind, thoughts, and lifestyle. The area and house you get to live in heaven is created to suit your personality, heart, and lifestyle. How you lived serving the Holy Son in the physical world is reflected exactly as is. Therefore, it is a world that displays your heart and deeds. Your spirit then goes to that place immediately and lives there. Heaven is a spiritual structure that is centered on the Trinity. Heaven is not structured on the individuals of the world, the family, nation, or a church. It is a spiritual structure centered on the Trinity. Therefore, we do not live in heaven tending to our parents, nor do we live there with our wives or husbands. We come out of the physical structure and live with the Lord as our bridegroom, as if we are blood related. Heaven is a world of eternal joy. Even if you live the full lifespan of 100 years, it cannot compare to the joy of one day that you will experience in heaven. Heaven is a world where eternal joy and happiness are continuous. Heaven is a world that is predestined for everybody. God predestined all the people to go to heaven. However, it is through not believing in God and the Lord, and not being cleansed of our sins that some cannot go to heaven, but go to hell that was not even predestined in the first place. Whoever strives, make or effort, believes in God and the Lord, lives a righteous life and acts according to God's will is allowed to go to heaven. Heaven is a world of treasures. No matter how the treasures of this world may be compared to the treasures in heaven. It is nothing more than earrings, a ring, or a necklace. Heaven is a world that completely made with diamonds, pure golds, sapphires, white gold, rubies, amethysts and hundreds of other gemstones. Heaven pathways are made of gold, the mountains are made of gold as well, and the boulders and rocks are also made of gold and a variety of gemstone and jade. Water, trees, and plants are not like the nature we see in this world, but they made of gemstones. Heaven is a clean world. Heaven is a world that is eternally clean. It is because the physical body, which is physical matter, does not reside there. Furthermore, none of the plants and nature in heaven spoil or rot. Heaven is a world that is created in a grand scale. In heaven, in trees, rocks, mountains, and oceans are not as small as the earth. Rather, they, themselves are the size of the earth. One building alone is as big as the earth. Houses in heaven are huge mansions, and their rooms are extremely huge. The rooms are so big that to go from one end to the other, you will have to travel by car. However, you can travel instantaneously because you would travel in spirit. Heaven is a world of eternal happiness. You get to live in heaven that is a billion times better than the earth, not only for a short while, but for eternity. There are no suicides, sufferings, pain, sickness or problems in that place. Rather, it is an ideal world of true joy and true love. You get to live eternally as a spiritual entity that never ages or gets sick. As an entity that human being can never imagine on earth. Trips to heaven. The scenes of heaven that you will be introduced to from this point on is a display of contents based on what was seen and heard by the qualified people who the Holy Son took to encounter heaven. There are so many places in heaven that the Holy Son had shown to them, but we will introduce the only a portion of them due to time constraints. Then, shall we begin our journey to heaven from now on? The Castle of Woman with a Great Merit of Prayer. I was on my way to heaven. A long while later, I saw a grand enormous emerald gate in heaven, and that gate opened. As soon as the gate opened, I heard a beautiful sound. I went inside and traveled again for a long time. I saw a castle that was made of pink gemstone. The owner of this castle was a woman. And the Lord told me that this place was located at the center of the best spot in heaven, because of her great deeds of merits for having loved the Lord in prayer. This woman prayed more deeply than anyone else, so she was a woman with great merits of prayer. I went inside that castle and looked around. The inside was completely pink. All the house in heaven, houses, gardens, closets, and land, are made of according to the accurate measurement of each person's merit of prayer. I asked the Holy Son if we pray in heaven as well. The Holy Son replied, "You pray of the things you sincerely want in your heart, and you give glory out of love. Storehouse of grace." I saw a tulip-shaped building in pastel sky blue and pink. The Holy Son said this was the storehouse of grace kept in each of the nations around the globe. As I went up the stairs, I saw golden jars that were arranged neatly by floors, and each of those jars had a name written on it. Each jar was different. There were jars filled halfway, some were almost empty, and some were filled to the brim and forth. Even though grace was given equally, how fast and how much a person receives are different according to the size of the vessel of their heart. You can receive the grace of heaven 100% perfectly when the responsibilities of both the giver and the receiver are perfectly united. There were two contents of the jars, one was powder, and another was liquid. He said the person with a jar filled with a liquid usually received grace through the word delivered from the pulpit, and the person with a jar filled with powder received various kinds of grace not only from the word, but also from various gatherings, nature, and people. Artists and the people who are highly sensitive mostly receive powder grace. However, you cannot say which is better or worse. People receive grace according to their individual character. I looked around at the jars on the other floors. There were some broken jars, liquid and powder were leaking from the bottom. These were the ones whose grace leaked and shattered. And those who turned their backs to God and the Lord and left them. Holy Son said beautiful ones are those who overflow with grace. Making grace fill and overflow is also greatly dependent on individual responsibility. First, be thankful, it will become a life of grace only if you do not forget to be thankful. A room of promise. An intensely bright light of heaven streamed out as the door opened. Inside, there were 7 to 8 year old female angels with short golden hair and adult angels in long sleeve dresses covered with lace. Every angel carried a small vessel filled with a shiny gem of various colors. There were letters written on the gems, and the letters circled around inside the gems. The angels said that these were promises that were brought from the earth. The Holy Son went up a lot of stairs, went inside and sat on the big pastel sky blue heart-shaped throne. There were glass display shelves in the building, and on these shelves were bowls filled various color gems engraved with promises that people made. The promises that were not yet fulfilled were on the left shelves, and the promises that were fulfilled were on the right shelves. The shelves on the right and the gems that were in them shined more brightly and were more beautiful. The Holy Son said, "Promise must be kept. God keeps the promises he makes, then even more so, human beings should also keep theirs. You must not make excuses saying that it is difficult and hard, blaming the environment or lack of education. Make sure you keep all promises you made to heaven during prayer, verbally and with determination. Be sure to keep them before your life ends." The prayer room in heaven. I saw a big triangular building. The entire buildings were made of diamonds, it was a building made of gemstones that glowed with soft rainbow colors, and a cross radiated blinding light in various colors on top of the building. When I entered the building, a lot of heavenly soldiers and angels were sitting with their backs against the door and praying in all different positions. Everyone wore pastel sky blue linen that glowed softly. Male and female angels with long and short hair were praying earnestly. The Holy Son said that this place was the prayer room of heaven. I was able to listen to a little bit to the contents of their prayers with the Holy Son's permission. I want to be God's comforter. I want to give more glory to God. I want to give more joy to the Holy Son. I pray that heaven will become more splendid through God's law. I pray that I can serve the Holy Son even better being like-minded. I pray that I can become a person who always catches God's eyes. It seemed like everyone was praying according to his or her individual interest and mission. The Holy Son told me to pray as well, so as I prayed on my knees. A male angel took some transparent glittering powder from a small golden bowl and sprinkled it on my head. The other male angel sprinkled the gold powder on my hands that I clasped to pray and on my knees. Again, two female angels came and dressed me up in a light sky blue dress. They said that this dress was called the dress of prayer. After dressing me, they said, "It is a life of continual prayer." The Holy Son said, "Everyone, think that is it your mission to pray. Always pray. Take joy on praying. Know that all your hopes and wishes begin with prayer. A room with bead vessel of love." I was in a certain building with the Holy Son. And in building, the transparent beads as big as soccer ball hung around the walls, each giving off a rainbow of colors. Illegible letters are written inside those beads. Holy Son said the letters written these vessels are people's name. Those who have their names written in the heaven's book of life are also written on this heaven's vessel of love. The vessel of love is the vessel that was made according to the value of love, you and I, the Holy Son, share. It is a bed vessel of love that is solidly made without any cracks. The Holy Son flipped through a big book on the table that was located in the middle of the room. He said it is the Heaven Bible. He read a segment of it, and that passage was from Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." The Holy Son said, "Likewise, if you only love God, it is a half-complete love. If you only love me, the Holy Son, it is also a half-love. In this way, you must love your neighbors, brothers, and sisters, as if they are your own body. Then, it becomes a perfect love of heaven and earth which leads to perfect salvation and being a perfect bride, so that you can dwell in the highest part of heaven. Act on perfect love just as much as you love God by preaching my love to your brothers and sisters on earth. Only then can you hold the key to the perfect heaven. I dislike half-completed love. If you love only me without loving your brothers and sisters who are next to you, how can I possibly go next to you when I would be afraid of you? There needs to be a balance of both the love of heaven and the love of the earth. God's palace with all things in nature created by God." We arrived at the flower field filled with rays of vibrant colorful flowers. I saw a high cliff and stream in the far distance, and there was building in the shape of a human being's hand on a flat surface on the top of the cliff. The structure was in the shape of a stubby hand with the thumb folded inward and the rest of the fingers set upright. This is God's domain of heaven where God dwells, and this palace is just a part of God's palace. God freely expressed all the things he had ever created with his hand and made this because he wanted to show them to his beloved ones. The exterior was of silver and gold lights, and it looked very sturdy. But he told that the shape of this hand was the shape of God's hand. There was a circular entrance in the middle of the hand's palm, so we entered inside. Inside, what caught my eyes first was the waterfall, and I saw a beautiful gazebo next to the waterfall. White light streamed down from up above, and there were water, trees, roe deer, hanging bridge, wooden chairs and tree stumps. Quaint but beautiful natural landscape unfolded right before my eyes. The Holy Son said, "God, who loves nature, created this place so that you can see, feel and enjoy nature here. God's work is mystical. God is the original being of creation. When you see all the things in nature that God created, joy will overflow, and you will feel a heart of love. Those who do not feel anything when they see flowers or water are people whose senses have numbed. One who knows the value when they see the animals or plants that God created, thanks God and become happy because they received energy from them. Stairway of forgiveness. I saw a brilliant golden stairway that radiated clear light. The golden stairway looked step as if it was endless stairway that led all the way to heaven. On the first step that was the beginning of the stairway, there was a big golden placard. The Holy Son told me that it was heaven's stairway of forgiveness, and that there were thousands and millions of steps of forgiveness to heaven. The stairway felt soft and I touched it with my hands, I felt its warmth. I sat at the edge of the step and touched it. Right then, the step changed into what seemed to be a screen, and video images began to play underneath the step. In that video I see different scenarios of the Holy Son forgiving us of our sins. As I picked up my pace and climbed upstairs, I was able to see video images of a case of all fellow brothers and sisters being forgiven of their sins. It was as if I was watching a movie of life. The Holy Son said, "Forgive. Forgiveness is love. If you love someone, you will have it in your heart to forgive. The thing that you have to do is only love. Is not the core of the Holy Bible love? Have not God and I guided you here to this point with that love alone? To forgive means to understand. Forgiveness is to put yourself in the other's position. Forgiveness is me. Just I embraced you with love and forgave you, with my eyes and my heart, you also should open your eyes wider and forgive with love. Take on a heart that is as wide and deep as the sea, and blessed that you will always perceive things with my eyes. The Spirit's special treats, food in heaven in the stage of praise. During prayer, the Holy Son came to me and suggested that I go to heaven with him. I asked the Holy Son, Lord, Holy Son, human beings eat, clothe themselves, and sleep, but what special traits do the spirits have? The Holy Son said, the physical body of human beings are physical by nature, so people want to do what they want to do, and tend to think and speak according to the inclination of the body. However, the spiritual nature of the spiritual thirst for truth, cherish righteousness, revere, praise and seek God. Thus, those whose spiritual nature are well developed, value faith, wholeheartedly cherish God, and like to praise and give glory to Him. You must continuously listen and read the word and live putting it to action, so that you can develop your spiritual nature above your physical nature. With this, I ask the Lord about the meaning of there being food in heaven, and if heavenly beings sleep as human beings do. The Holy Son said, no one sleeps in heaven. If anything, they must rest. Thus, the spirits in heaven do not relieve fatigue and revive themselves through sleep. But it is when they praise and give glory that they can carry on with that energy of joy. The food in heaven is different from food on earth. Food is not eaten to maintain the body like the way it is done for the physical body. You eat them so that you can taste, savor, delight in and enjoy the food. In heaven, the joy that one can feel through food is also one of the greater joys. There is the joy of eating well-prepared meals with the one you love and sharing conversations, and there also joy of eating delicious fruit and meals of heaven as you work and travel. Also, there is an abundance of food in heaven. The food is at a whole different level than that of the earth. You can taste food and smell its fragrance, but you do not excrete the food you eat as the physical body does. There are no such filthy things like food excretion in heaven. When I arrived in heaven with the Holy Son, I saw the outdoors blanketed with grass. I also saw angels flying around in the sky as they served food. The Holy Son's outfit was white formal wear that looked militaristic, detailed with gold thread. The Holy Son sat in the chair in front of the table and held a knife and fork in each of his hands. He first began eating bits off of the crown-shaped food from the plate. Next, food that looked like pudding was served, so the Holy Son scooped some of the pudding with his spoon. I tried the orange-colored pudding, and it was tart, sweet, soft and moist, and I felt it spread inside my mouth. Next, was fish delicacies. It was square-shaped and it was sliced in the middle. It was white and its taste was superb. Next, I drank water from a silver cocktail cup, and the Holy Son told me that is was the water of life. The water felt like smooth and soft marbles going down my throat, and my whole body began to cool. The Holy Son said, let's go to the stage where glory is offered. In the central area, there was a big round white-colored stage, and the Holy Son stood in the center and said, praise the Lord, Jehovah. When I looked around the stage, there was a countless number of heavenly beings centered around the stage. From above, a throne descended and the Holy Son sat on the round stage. Everyone in unison offered praise, and they looked bright and sang beautifully. The heavenly beings threw something towards the sky at the same time. They were flowers. Like snowflakes, the tremendous amount of flowers flying in the sky were sensational. The Holy Son said, in this heaven of heavens, praising and giving glory is work. There is no greater work than these. God and I, the Holy Son, who possess everything, feel the greatest joy when we hear the voices of those we love and see their deeds. Sing praises too that your praises of love will ring throughout the heavens, and pray deeply in tears, so that your lovely sounds of prayer will reach the heavens. The Holy Son's private plane. At heaven's entrance stood two male angels who greeted I love you. The Holy Son to move somewhere else, so I looked to see where and saw a beautiful road. As I walked on the road with the Holy Son while sharing conversation, I saw a big object in front of the gate. There was a white shiny plane, and the front of the plane was on the shape of an angel's beak. The Holy Son said, this plane is a private plane that I use to get around to different places in heaven. This plane is a small private plane, and not just anyone can get on this plane. When we went inside the plane, there was a gold throne for the Holy Son. This was equipped with a top-notch system. The comfortable-looking chair moved freely. And the wall in front of the throne turned into a big screen that showed the landscape outside. A long while later, when we arrived in certain region, the people there greeted the Holy Son with cheers of joy. We traveled around the town and the Holy Son spoke. The Holy Son said, this is heaven, but it is a region that is like the stars. They earnestly carry out their mission here and offer glory, but it is difficult for them to meet me here. Today, they sought for me, so it is as it has been thousands of years since I visited this place in heaven. These are the people who live in an area where I rarely visit. This is a different level between the heaven in which perfected spirits live and average spirits live. In heaven, the houses and all the things in them differ depending on their deeds, and there is a difference in their location and the love they will receive. The Holy exchanged greeting with them and we got on the plane again. He sat on the throne and sprinkled the people there with gifts of grace. The grace turned into gold powder and spread and showered downward. When I told the Holy Son, "It's so sad that they live in an area where they cannot always see you even if it in heaven," he replied. The Holy Son said, "If you come to heaven, do you think everyone will get to see me? That is not so. I discuss with my aides, those who assist me with my work and those who love only me, and I share joy focusing on them." The interior of the Holy Son's palace, the place where global work is discussed. In the middle of the prayer, the Holy Son said, "Let's go to my house." I saw an enormous palace of the Holy Son which glowed white all over. When we went inside, I saw a huge living room and a wide hallway that looked like a conference room. In the middle toward the front, there was the Holy Son's throne in the middle with chairs on either side in a circle. When I looked at the front of the chairs in the center and I saw an oval space. Under the floor, I saw mountains and oceans. I was able to see all parts of the earth in miniature and magnified scale. The Holy Son said, "This place is a place where things of the world are discussed. We especially discuss on the things you particularly pray about. All things around the globe get reported to this place, and we do the work of taking care of the big task. There are aides for each nation who help me and they help me carry out of my work. This place is a place where the best aides and commanders gather and discuss things. The size of this place is beyond your imagination. All the angels that are dispatched to each person in the world are also decided and very important task and handled here. So, all of you, gather your strengths and pray in petition, so that heaven's administration can be implemented on earth. Heaven's treatment and research center." As soon as the gate of heaven opened, thousands of angels smiled brightly and said, "Glory to God." And they blew their trumpets. A big transparent crystal building shaped like a cross appeared. On the top of the hill, there was a church building, but I looked flat so from afar it looked like a flying saucer. The Holy Son told me that this was heaven's treatment and research center. And that it was a place where they conduct research. When I looked inside, there were male and female angels, and all of them seemed to be researchers. Again, we went to the place where a countless number of angels gathered. They have all types of research tools on the top of a big gemstone-made table with rotating blue lights, and they were recording things. They also would shake a geometric-shaped flask with liquid in them. We continued to walk around many different places, and we shared the conversation with the angels about the diverse methods of treatment. In some places, male angels were stretching as one, and the Holy Son looked at them and said, "It is easy for a person to acquire all kinds of sicknesses if their shoulders are hard and rigid. Blood will thicken until paralysis sets in." We went outside the building. As the Holy Son and I looked up the sky, he spoke. The Holy Son spoke. "The reason why I am showing you this place today is to let you know that there is such institute that thoroughly help those I love. All of these things were prepared for all of you. Remember this. It is not important whether a person lives a long time or dies early. With the life you have, it would be great if you can live a long life in good health, physically and spiritually. But even if that does not happen, it is not something to be sad about. What you should be sad about is the love between you and me. It is love. That is why I tell you to hurry. Before the end of your physical lifespan, with the little time you have while you have a healthy body and mind, serve God and love and believe in me. Shouldn't you know and love, know and realize and know and come to heaven? Department store in heaven." We arrived on a street on heaven, and I saw various transparent buildings that sparkled like crystals. And that street curved like a crescent moon, and I felt like a model walking on an ice-like transparent railway. The Holy Son told me that this building was a department store in heaven. When I went inside, female heavenly beings who looked courteous and elegant greeted us. Inside the department store, there were various articles of clothing, and it was filled with all kinds of fruits, vegetables, and foods. There were also all different kinds of gemstones. The Holy Son said, "The department store in heaven is not a place where you buy and sell like in the world. It is a place where high-quality gifts are given after considering the worth of the person's righteousness. However, gifts are not given to just anyone. Only a person with righteousness and love can receive them. The countless of items in this department store of heaven was prepared for you. All of these items which you were to enjoy in the world, the various precious gemstones, clothing, and gifts were prepared for you. So must not be disheartened just because you cannot enjoy things on earth. All the things of the world are meaningless. These precious treasures in this place of heaven can be used to fill your house, and you can decorate your house with only the gifts I give. The gifts that the Holy Trinity gives you will fill your house with truth and love. And it will be decorated with these beautiful things. Lacking nothing. Secret room in heaven, a place of miniaturized universe. The Holy Son suggested that we go to heaven, so we went to a certain place that looked like a science room. When I asked what place this was, the Holy said that it was a secret room. I stood at the entrance of the room, but I could neither go in nor touch it. This place was a miniaturization of the whole universe where whether all places were regulated here. The Holy Son said, the universe is being formed even now. Among them the place that is loved the most is Earth. It is my ambitious work of art. The Holy Son told me that this place was rarely shown and said, everything exists within law and order. The universe may not be perceived with your eyes, but it exists. It is a wide and deep world. The whole universe is managed here. When the sun rose, I saw a place on earth where the light grew brighter. Although it was a miniaturized world, mountains and the people were projected into big images. Everything applied to the miniaturization and magnification principle. Holy Son said, human beings cannot observe all of the vast universes. It is possible only in heaven. It is only the Lord, Jehovah, who governs the world, the universe, and creation. Heaven's Evangelism Award Ceremony. When I went inside the gates of heaven, a countless number of angels spread open their arms and guided us. I held on to the Holy Son's hand and followed, but I couldn't figure out what was going on, so when I asked, the Holy Son told me that it was an evangelism award ceremony. The Holy Son sat down where they had prepared a seat for him, and I stood behind him. Peter and Apostle Paul had many shiny gold medals on them. And female angels were carrying rings that were to be given to the evangelism achievers. The evangelism achievers were called those who spread the gospel personally, and I could see the various methods of evangelism such as praise, drawings, and writings were all recorded. Also, those who did not evangelize personally instilled hope in churchgoers' hearts, received evangelism awards. When they received evangelism awards, sometimes the spirit of actual people who acquired merit and live on earth would come here and received it. Also, he said that at times their angels would receive it on their behalf. When they an award, it is sometimes stored in the achiever's house in heaven, or it would be exchanged for a heaven's ticket, and it would be placed and stored in heaven's ticket safety box. To those who teach a word a lot, they were given heaven tickets, and these people were also given big awards like those who personally evangelized. To those who took care of lives with earnestness, they were also given heaven tickets. The Holy Son said, do you think that you have a lot of sin? Do you have a hard time to get up after you committed grave sins? It is difficult to breathe because of the sins that weigh you down? Then, evangelize. Boldly make a promise with the Lord and evangelize. Life is repaid with life. No matter how grave of a sin you have committed, if you love me and evangelize, even Satan will shudder and draw away because of the person. Therefore, come to me by on bringing lives. One precious life can be equivalent to the forgiveness of your sins, so pray and evangelize even sturdier and precious lives. Do you want to live joyfully? Evangelize. Do you want to live happily? Evangelize. Do you want to live with hope? Evangelize. Do you want to feel me, the Holy Son? Evangelize. A place where the soldiers of the heavenly army are trained. I saw a beautiful image of heaven. I went to a certain place with the Holy Son and he said, this place is a place where weapons are made. And they were also used to save lives. These swords were made with the Holy Spirit, and because they were made according to God's design, they were stylish and grand. When we went to a different place, the heavenly army was being trained. All of them were passionate and their movements were synchronized. The heavenly soldiers wore a white stylish military uniform with a sparkling diamond on their shoulders. Also, all of the heavenly soldiers shone bright, and they were either pretty or handsome. There were heavenly soldiers in heaven too. The soldiers used different kinds of weapons, but these were used to destroy Satan and demons. Furthermore, the heavenly soldiers helped those on earth who believed in God and the Holy Son, and they were also used to save lives. Once God and the Holy Son gives a command, the heavenly soldiers would go and fight against Satan's army. But the heavenly soldiers always win. The Holy Son asked to go to the place where the soldiers' angels gathered. In a beautiful sky blue area, there was a desk that sparkled. There, male and female soldier angels sat. The Holy Son said, "In heaven, a lot of effort, strife and hours of discussion are put into each one of you to keep you safe, so you must pray and do what you must quickly. Do most urgently at this time, and through these things prepare yourselves. The Holy Trinity and the heavenly soldier angels will do the rest and protect. The world is like a womb. Just as how once your gender is determined in the womb, and you will have to live the rest of your life as that gender, once you come out into the world. In the earth womb, your spirit in heaven will be determined by your deeds on earth, and once it is decided, your spirit will be lived in the designated place forever. Furthermore, even after your spirit goes to heaven, depending on your righteous deeds on earth, the location, house and place of glory in heaven is determined. All people without exemption draw closer to the end of their lifespan each day. This is something that no one can ever avoid. Before our physical body ages another day, we must transform our spirit into a spirit of heaven, save it, and make it live for eternity. When you first guarantee your spirit salvation and get your physical body to live according to God's will, you will feel eternal gratification, even if it were to only live a day. Just as houses, objects, and the environment must be recreated to be used valuably, human beings must recreate themselves by listening to and obeying the word of the Almighty Being. The more you correct your wrongs, you shine, your spirit becomes a spirit of heaven, and your physical body can live with gratification and joy on earth. The Holy Son said, "What use is eating, rejoicing, drinking, taking pleasure in sexual love, and dancing merrily? That person's soul and spirit will only go to a place where he will grind his teeth in suffering, so what use is a momentary joy that ends in a blink of an eye? During the time you live on earth, if you live for righteousness, love and serve the Almighty Being and do his work, it may be arduous at the time, but your soul and spirit will go on the path to eternal life. Is that not eternal happiness? Heaven is a kingdom that you go to only if you love me the most. I am the source of love. I am the essence of love. Always love me more than anything or anyone in the world. Learn true love from me, then, love your parents, siblings, the one I love, and yourself with my love that is just and righteousness. We would like to thank the Holy Trinity for allowing us to experience and paint heaven. We would like to thank our pastor who with deep prayer, received the word from the Holy Son. We give all the glory to God, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit."